In the United States, the Trump administration's doubled down in defending its controversial zero-tolerance policy of separating undocumented migrant parents from children at the border. The president says murderers and thieves could be entering the US, and a country without borders is not a country at all. Some media have been allowed to see the children. Some of them are being held in cages. The US Attorney General Jeff Sessions says Congress could end the policy if they voted to give President Trump his border wall. But Democrats see that as blackmail. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
The president has been under fire by Democrats, Republicans, and even the First Lady Melania Trump for a strict enforcement of immigration laws. It's seen thousands of children of undocumented immigrants separated from their parents who were held in detention. Mr. Trump admitted it was harsh, but blamed undocumented immigrants for a range of crimes.
But just remember, a country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country.
He also said he didn't want to see the USA become a migrant camp and wanted immigrants selected on merit.
Not based on a lottery or not people that snuck across the border. They could be murderers and thieves and so much else. So we want a safe country. And it starts with the borders. And that's the way it is.
Nevertheless, the policy is causing significant trauma. A number of parents have been deported while their children remain in detention. And refugee advocates say a chaotic system has left parents in detention desperate for news about their kids. Gerald Nadler is a Democratic congressman.
We must not turn our backs on people who are fleeing from danger, from murderous gangs, from political oppression. If the United States has any reason for being, it's to be a refuge and a haven.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says Democrats need to work with the administration on stemming the flow of undocumented migrants.
If we build a wall, we pass some legislation, we close some loopholes, we won't face these terrible choices.
Democrats say that's blackmail. Other media reports have likened some of the conditions children are being held in to steel cages. Mr. Trump's Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, says the reports are exaggerated.
It is important to note that these minors are very well taken care of. Don't believe the press. They are very well taken care of. You know this, as many of you have detention facilities of your own. We operate according to some of the highest standards in the country. We provide food, medical, education, and all needs that the child requests. Let's be honest. There are some who would like us to look the other way when dealing with families at the border and not enforce the law.
And she says the administration won't be backing down anytime soon. Congress will begin examining legislative solutions in earnest tomorrow. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.